It's time for news from Effingham's most trusted source, 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Sapp. Currently in Effingham, we are at 14 degrees, no wind, so no wind chill. Looking for winds to pick up, though, through the course of the day. Could see gusts over 20 miles an hour and a high today around 30. We'll double-check the forecast at the close of our look at news. Several meetings in the area today and tonight. The Effingham City Council meets today. Meeting time is 5 o'clock at City Hall. Among the items on the agenda today, execution of an intergovernmental agreement between the city and the Effingham Park District. The plan is to build a storage building at Community Park. That's where the Wonderland in Lights Christmas displays will be stored, rather than having to truck them across town, so they expect that to be finalized tonight. Also, some infrastructure projects. They also tonight are going to be presenting some awards. Effingham Fire Chief Brant Yoakum will present a Distinguished Civilian Service Award. That'll go to two employees of Washington Savings Bank, Angie Stroll and Maddie Schutte, for what are termed extraordinary actions. And also, Chief Yoakum will present Customer Service Citation Awards. Those will go to firefighters A.J. Tackett, Dan Klepsig, Ken Hayes, and Captain Jeff Landris, along with maintenance worker Clark Biggard, for extraordinary actions. And they will be introducing some new paid-on-call personnel for the fire department. Those include firefighters Hayden Dukwitz, Wyatt Newburn, Trenton Scoggins, Nikki Stein, Chris Teese, and Caden Wells. So all of those matters, and then other city business, before the city council tonight at 5 o'clock at City Hall. We'll be there and have a story for you online and in the morning's newscasts. In addition to the city council meeting at 5, the Effingham County Board meets at 4. That'll be at County Office Building in the third floor board meeting room. There will be a presentation by Community Support Systems. They also tonight will meet in closed session regarding collective bargaining, and there could be some open session action to follow. So the County Board meets at 4, City Council meets at 5. We'll have updates on both those meetings for you. Additionally, the Effingham County 911 Board meets today. They'll have a quarterly emergency services agency meeting at 11:45. That's where anybody from any of the various emergency service agencies in the county can come and speak to a committee of the 911 Board about an issue that might be of importance to them. And then that'll be reported back to the full 911 Board when their meeting begins at noon. Again, that takes place at the County Office Building in the third floor board meeting room. They are going to look at a couple of matters at 911 related to the cost to reprogram the Rapid Warn Response Tornado Siren software. That's on the county dispatcher console. They also will be looking at a meeting schedule for 2026. So those matters and more before the 911 board today. And the St. Elmo School Board meets tonight. Meeting time is 7:30 at their unit offices. The EJ Water Cooperative meets for their monthly session this morning. That'll be at 9 o'clock at EJ's offices in Dietrich. And in addition to all of that, we will keep you up to date on anything else happening in the area. One thing we talked about yesterday morning, and there was a little more information shared over the course of the day once the fire was out, is that fire destroyed a pole barn in the Watson area Monday morning. The fire call came at 7:11 a.m. at 9711 North 1500th Street. Cole Marksman of the Watson Fire Protection District said a pole barn about 30 by 75 feet was totaled. The tin exterior fell in, making it difficult to completely extinguish the structure. Equipment was brought in to lift the tin out of the way. Then they could put out the rest of the fire. In addition to the Watson Department, fire companies from Effingham, Dietrich, Totopolis, and Shumway were called to the scene, and companies from Altamont and Edgewood were called in for station coverage. The Effingham County Sheriff's Office and Rural Med EMS were also called in. Altamont and Edgewood also, after doing station coverage, went to the scene because some other fire engines at the scene had frozen, and so they needed help with the final extinguish work at the scene. Nobody hurt in that incident. Illinois gubernatorial candidate and former state senator Darren Bailey, along with his running mate Aaron Del Mar, are launching a statewide tour to take back Illinois today. They'll be touring from Chicagoland all the way to deep southern Illinois. The Take Back Illinois tour begins today in Palatine. It'll wrap up Friday in Champaign. They'll be at the Culver's in Mount Vernon on Thursday at 4 p.m. They'll be in Olney at the Smoke Rise Steakhouse on Friday at 12 noon. Customers still shopping for health insurance coverage through Illinois' state-run marketplace now have more time to choose a plan. Officials at Get Covered Illinois announced they would extend the open enrollment deadline by 16 days for coverage beginning February 1st. Consumers must enroll by January 31st. Independent from the federal marketplace at healthcare.gov, Get Covered Illinois allows Illinois residents to shop for plans under the Affordable Care Act. A couple of ways to apply. You can go to getcoveredillinois.gov or you can phone the Customer Assistance Center. Here's that number, 866-311-1119. For the fourth year in a row, the number of shootings on Illinois interstates has dropped. The Illinois State Police is reporting interstate shootings statewide decreased 31% in 2025 compared to 2024, with zero fatal interstate shootings in Illinois. It's the first time in roughly a decade there have been zero interstate shooting fatalities. So some good news there. And the Our House in Charleston announced its commitment as a participant of the 2025 Too Young to Bet campaign, a newly introduced participation option for the annual Gift Responsibly campaign. Our House joins lotteries and community organizations across North America and around the world to raise awareness about the risks of underage gambling. The campaign is organized by the National Council on Problem Gambling and supported by the North American Association of State and Provincial Lotteries. Our House signed on to the 2025 Too Young to Bet campaign as a participant. Our House will work to promote awareness about the risks of underage gambling by creating public service announcements, spreading the word on social media outlets, and distributing marketing materials to local vendors. Let's go ahead and take a break. We'll look at deaths and your forecast in 2 minutes.
People say I'm too serious. Those funny ads for car insurance do nothing for me. I like Erie Insurance. It's seriously good. A great rate, legendary service, accident forgiveness. Not one, but 8 reasons to switch. Woohoo! See, I can get as excited as the next guy.
Your Erie agent in Effingham is Weiss Insurance. Get a quote at 342-9777 or visit weissinsurance.com.
No regrets.
You'll never regret switching to Erie Insurance, where you'll always be treated fairly. It's easy. J.D. Power ranked us highest in customer satisfaction with the auto insurance purchase experience 2 years in a row. So get a quote today.
Your Erie agent in Effingham is Weiss Insurance. Get a quote at 342-9777 or visit weissinsurance.com.
For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
Erie Insurance.
Sure. We could tell you how amazing we are here at LLCU, but we'd rather you hear it from someone who actually banks with us.
I have banked at Land of Lincoln since I was probably, I had to guess, 12 years old. And I got my first car, so I had to, of course, get a car loan. And I got it here at Land of Lincoln Credit Union. And then that's when I also opened my checking account. And since then, my whole family, we use Land of Lincoln.
At LLCU, we have a branch to support every branch of your family. Federally insured by the NCUA.
We understand how hard planning for retirement can be. That's why the Knights of Columbus offers solutions that are simple and secure. You can grow your retirement with guaranteed interest and a lifetime of income. Knights of Columbus Insurance, the Shin office, servicing Teutopolis, Newton, Sigel, and the surrounding area. Contact Tyler Shin at 217-821-2484. Discover the difference in doing business with the Knights of Columbus, the Shin office.
A look at deaths on this Tuesday. Hazel Laverne Harper, 90, of Louisville, died just after midnight Saturday morning. And there will be a private family funeral service for Hazel Laverne Harper. That'll be at McGriff Funeral Home in Louisville. Kevin K. Hayden, 66, of Englewood, Florida, formerly of Effingham, died on Sunday. No public services will be held at this time for Kevin Hayden. Arrangements are in the care of Bauer Funeral Home in Effingham. Donald F. Meyer, 90, of Totopolis, died on Monday, and funeral services for Donald Meyer will be Friday morning at 11:30. That'll be at St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church in Totopolis. Visitation will be from 9:30 to 11:30 on Friday morning at St. Francis Church in the St. Clair Hall. And Bauer Funeral Home in Totopolis is assisting. Karen L. Robert, 74, of Neoga, died Friday morning. Funeral services for Karen Robert will be this Friday at Calvary Tabernacle Church in Toledo. There will be a memorial visitation hour from 11 to noon, and then the memorial service itself will begin at noon on Friday. Barclay Funeral Chapel is assisting. John Stafford, 68, of Jewett, died on Saturday morning, and Barclay Funeral Chapel in Greenup is assisting. Jacqueline Elizabeth Ganoust, 69, of Effingham, died on Friday. Funeral services for Jacqueline Ganoust will be this Friday, the 23rd, at 11 a.m. at Johnson Funeral Home in Effingham. There will be an hour's visitation from 10 to 11 on Friday morning. Robert Dake Mann, 91, of Effingham, died on Saturday. Funeral services for Robert Mann will be next Monday, the 26th, at 11 a.m. at Johnson Funeral Home in Effingham. There will be a visitation hour from 10 to 11 a.m. on Monday. Also, funeral services for John Robert or J.B. Jones, 81, of Windsor, will be Saturday at 1:30 at Levin's Lockhart Funeral Home in Windsor. Visitation for J.B. Jones will be from 1 to 1:30 on Saturday. Funeral services for 75-year-old Don Oakes of Newton will be Thursday morning at 11 o'clock at St. Thomas the Apostle Catholic Church in Newton. Visitation for Don Oakes will be from 5 to 7 Wednesday evening and from 9:30 to 10:30 Thursday morning. That'll all be at St. Thomas Church in Newton. A celebration of life for Brian Doty, 79, of Charleston, will be Sunday afternoon from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock at Charleston High School Auditorium. Entrance will be through the Baker Gym doors Sunday for Brian Doty. Funeral services for 67-year-old Angie Butler of Newton will be today. That'll be at 2 o'clock at Meyer Funeral Home in Newton for Angie Butler. Funeral services for Gary Phillips, 72, of Effingham, will be Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock at Johnson Funeral Home in Effingham. Visitation will be from 4 to 7 tonight at Johnson's for Gary Phillips. Funeral services for 75-year-old Ronald Hartke of Totopolis will be Thursday morning at 10:30 at St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church in Totopolis. Visitation for Ronald Hartke will be from 4 to 7 Wednesday evening at Johnson Funeral Home in Effingham. And visitation for Dallas Sidwell, 75, of Aldemont, will be from 10 to noon on Wednesday morning. That'll be at Geese King Funeral Home in Aldemont for Dallas Sidwell. Here's a look at the forecast. Today, we are looking for sunny skies with a high near 30, wind chills 4 to 14. That's all above, by the way. Winds from the south at 5 to 15 miles an hour. They're going to gust over 20 miles an hour from the south. Tonight, then, increasing clouds, a low of 25, but winds up to 25 miles an hour from the south. And then Wednesday, cloudy through mid-morning, then gradual clearing. High Wednesday of 42, but winds still to 25 miles an hour. And once we get to that 40-something mark on Wednesday, it's going to start heading back down the thermometer. We're looking for a low of 1 Friday night, so hang on to that. Right now, we're at 14 degrees. No wind, so no wind chill. That 14-degree temperature off a morning low of 10, yesterday's high of 27. That's local news. I'm Greg Sapp.